This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To women's basketball we go now. The 2022 WNBA season tips off tonight. Last year's champion Chicago Sky hosting the Los Angeles Sparks. Viewership for last year's finals up more than 40% from just 2 years earlier. And the league has increased the number of games teams will play this year to 36, thanks to that growing popularity and fan interest. Now, more eyeballs, of course, means more brands wanting to attach their names to the league and to its players. So, from the business of Sports Desk Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what that influx of cash might mean.
The WNBA's attendance and TV numbers are up from where they were, but they're still nowhere near what NBA games are pulling. David Broughton's a research director at the Sports Business Journal.
Every commissioner from the current one to the original one has said our number one obstacle is we need more fans.
The question is, and always has been, how to get them. Angeline Scheinbaum at Clemson University says it starts with more media attention.
First, we've got to think about how to get more advertising dollars and more airtime. And that definitely is correlated and will correlate more with equity investments and sponsor investments.
And those advertising dollars do seem to finally be rolling in. The league opens tonight with a record 38 sponsors. U.S. Bank signed a deal in March to call itself the WNBA's official bank. And whereas many WNBA sponsorship deals have been add-ons to those made with the men's league, U.S. Bank's sponsorship is just with the women's league. Allison Lowenstein teaches marketing at Siena College.
Brands are looking for ways to create communities, right? It's not just put your brand out there and, oh my God, people are going to, you know, come to it. They have to really think about how are we going to build a community?
A community that will grow. And Angeline Scheinbaum at Clemson says what might be even more important for some consumers is that these brands call out inequity for women's sports.
Which we see really just in the last 2 years alone, a huge spike in the number of people and consumers, especially younger generations, who find that really important.
Now, advertisers are certainly recognizing that, but David Broughton at the Sports Business Journal says the WNBA sponsorship revenue growth goes beyond brands just seeking good PR.
They're not in it to lose money. I think everyone's figured out that, yes, we can do the right thing, and we can make money doing it.
After all, he says those things are not mutually exclusive. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.